Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome. I want to welcome you back to the weekly meditation podcast. I also want to encourage you to continue to meditate. If possible, start off with a sit in the morning and then sitting at night, working your way up to about a half an hour each time. But take your time. Getting used to meditating takes time, so be patient with yourself. But try to, when you get up in the morning, to set aside some time for meditation. And just before you go to bed at night, it's a wonderful way to enter the sleep state right after you meditate. Today's podcast is about research, so we're going to be examining how meditation can help improve your health and immune system so that you can stay healthy throughout the year. The study comes from the University of Wisconsin, and what they looked at is they studied meditators for about 2 months. And what they found was, after a couple months, that the antibodies in the meditators compared to the non-meditators were significantly higher. That's right, significantly higher. Which means when they compared the non-meditators in the study to the meditators, at the end of 2 months, they checked at 1 month and then at two, but at the end of each month, the meditators had higher levels of antibodies in their system than the non-meditators. So that means they'll be able to fight off disease and stay healthier than people that don't meditate. In this study, the researchers also compared the meditators who had been meditating for 1 month with the meditators who had been meditating for 2 months, and they found that those who had been meditating for 2 months had more antibodies in their system than those who had been meditating for 1 month. In this same study, the researchers looked at brain activity. And what they found was the meditators had more left frontal brain activity than the non-meditators. And this area of your brain is associated with positive emotion and anxiety reduction. So what does this mean for you as a meditator? How can meditation help you? If I can, I'd like to share my own experience. I've been meditating off and on for about 30 years and pretty consistently for the last 20. And in regards to my own immune system, I've only missed 1 day of work in the last 25 years. I had food poisoning once and had to stay home because my stomach wasn't feeling very well. Now tomorrow, of course, I may get deathly ill and be sick for a week, but as of the last 25 years, I've only missed 1 day of work, and that's because I believe in part due to meditating and how my system has a lot of antibodies in my system because I regularly meditate. And even though I'm around illness, because I have 2 small children who bring home diseases from their school and coughs, I seem to fight it off pretty well. I do catch colds and sometimes I have coughs, but they don't keep me from work and they go away very quickly. I tend to get well very, very quickly. And what about you? How is boosting your immune system through meditation something that can benefit you? Well, if you too want to be healthy, I think it's a great way to supplement all the things you're doing to be healthy and keeping fit through meditation, because in this podcast we've talked about so many different ways that meditation helps, and in this episode you've learned how meditation can help keep you healthy and fit. Also, let's say you own a company and you have employees. How much does it cost you when they're sick and they don't come in because of illness? If you can train them to meditate and use it on a regular basis, they too will help you because they will come to work, be fit, be healthy, and not have as many sick days. It also really helps with stress, which is one of the reasons why companies around the world are willing and wanting to hire Elizabeth and me to come talk and speak with them about meditation and holistic health and success so that we can help them be and stay healthy, because it's very, very costly to have people sick, particularly when it's a serious illness. And helping people to stay healthy is a very cost-effective way of making your company grow and do well, or even working towards approaching countries and governments and helping them to improve the overall health of the economy in regards to healthcare, because when people get sick, that's very, very expensive for governmental health care. So when we work with governments and help them improve the overall health of the nation, their cost to medical treatments goes down. So meditation really can help people around the world, and I encourage you to share your experience and this research study with the people that you know, and perhaps we'll meet when we give a talk someday on meditation. And please make sure you come up and introduce yourself, because I love to meet fellow meditators around the world. So I wish you a wonderful, healthy, successful meditation. I know sometimes it's difficult to meditate, to take the time, but as you continue to learn about all the various benefits of meditation and how it can improve your life, I think when you don't feel like meditating, you'll find it easier. There's a saying I like: if you don't take time to be healthy, you have to take time to be sick. And today we've learned that meditation really does keep those antibodies flowing through your body and keeps you healthy and fights away disease. So meditate, make time for meditation, and experience the plethora of benefits that come from meditation. I look forward to spending time with you next week. And during our time away, please meditate, make time for yourself to be healthy, to be fit, and to be happy. Peace.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. You're on your way to a more holistic you, and Dr. Puff and I would like to further your journey by encouraging you to visit our bookstore at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more insightful knowledge regarding work, relationships, and overall wellness. Peace.